This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones. I'm going to take off a few days with the family, and I've also been working while on the road. But I am going to be co-hosting here via telephone for much of the broadcast, and I've shot two special reports that will be airing that are absolutely critical as well on why the Epstein case is taking the world by storm and truly causing a Matrix-level awakening, or the man behind the curtain awakening. We're going to break down why it's captivated people, why it's literally just flipping the paradigm so massively. We're also going to break down Trump and his apparent support of getting rid of some due process with red flag laws that wouldn't have saved anybody and just pander to the left to continue to have the fake moral high ground. I've got a very stern warning to the president that I taped that is in production right now with the evidence and documentation that will be airing coming up the second hour. And Tom Pappert, who I asked to fill in for me last Sunday, but I ended up coming in because there was so much massive breaking then. Well, he's with us today, manages a TV station, also has one of the biggest websites out there, fan pages for the president with millions and millions of followers. And, of course, that's Trump, God, Emperor, and that's sarcasm, folks. That you know, the left has jumped on that. And so they really believe that we're saying he's God. No, it's a joke. But, again, they say he's the devil. We're saying that he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton. Tom, I cannot stress enough the seismic shift that this Epstein situation has brought. The establishment has really jumped the shark. Whatever really happened, we'll be looking at the aspects of that. And at the same time, the left foaming at the mouth everywhere, frothing, calling for violence. So many places, prominent politicians, Hollywood stars, Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat nominee, top feminist, saying a world without men, kill men, white people are bad, white people getting on their knees and begging, saying, I'm sorry, I'm inherently evil because of my skin color, inverting everything Martin Luther King properly said about judging people about their character and their deeds. It's just amazing. But that is all coming up today. This is a seismic shift. Tom Pappert, do you agree with me?
I agree with you absolutely, Alex. And what's fascinating right now, what's driving them absolutely up the wall, is President Donald Trump is giving some credence. He's retweeting people who are pointing out that is this yet another body left in the Clintons' wake? We know that right before Epstein allegedly committed suicide, a bunch of documents were made public that all but confirmed Bill Clinton went to the famous pedophile island, Little St. James.
That's right. He went a whole bunch of times. And, of course, we broke all this down 10 years ago. And I'm not, again, tooting our horn, but the enemy tries to take us off air for saying we're disinfo or we're bad. No. One of the big reasons we got deplatformed was because we were exposing Epstein, the sex crimes, the giant blackmail system. And they knew that as that came out, our credibility just goes up and up and up. So they don't even want us to be in the marketplace of ideas. We're on hundreds of radio stations, TV stations, and everyone can be in the fight by spreading the links to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Folks, you're not just part of the battle. You are beyond essential. You are beyond critical. You are the absolute blood in the veins and the arteries of the fight. You're the mind, you're the eyes, you're the guts, you're the sweat, you're the tears. They dread you word of mouth spreading the word, and word of mouth everywhere. No one is buying that this happened. It's only going to make it bigger. And we're going to look at all this. But on Friday, I had Mark Rondazzo on. I'm trying to get a hold of him right now. He's one of my lawyers. But he sued. He had just gotten them that morning. He called me and said, this is incredible. I said, please come on. He said, well, I'm taking care of my kids right now, but you know, we're on vacation. And he said, yes, I'm going to read the 2,000 pages. Well, he'd already read much of it when he came on 2 hours later. But he was still even afraid, because he's a lawyer. He's careful. I mean, he has a lot of bravery to do what he does, but he was afraid to even start speaking about it until he had time to read it. Well, now a lot of folks have time to read it. I've scanned over it. It is royalty. It's CNN people. It's Bill Clinton 20-something times to the island. I mean, this is damning. Tom Pappert rides shotgun from his TV studio, and I am in San Diego. I had leftists tell me they want me to die to my face. We'll talk about that as well. shows. InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Pafford, guest hosting and co-hosting here with Alex Jones. He's still on the line and will be joining us again momentarily. Jeffrey Epstein is no longer walking among us, of course, just after the documents went public that show all the many, many names. We have royalty, we have presidents, we have top Hollywood, top news people, all visiting the famous pedophile island. That would be Little St. James, owned by Jeffrey Epstein. And now we've seen, in the wake of the apparent suicide, we've seen President Trump throw some credence to the claim that this was not as simple of a suicide as it may be. It makes no sense, the circumstances of his death. Why was he taken off suicide watch? Why were the cameras not working? Why were guards reportedly told not to do their job the night before he died? Many, many questions. President Trump retweeting people who are asking these questions. Well, now the media is saying that President Trump is lending credence to the unsubstantiated claim, the conspiracy theory that the suicide was not as simple as it may seem. What I think we're seeing, and what I think Alex was getting to just a moment ago in the first 5 minutes, was these people are obviously running interference at this point. They are desperately afraid because it's horrible that the man died, because the victims, the children who were abused, they will now possibly never get their day in court, but now this opens up a massive, massive tidal wave. Tons of more names can become public now because Epstein's lawyers cannot sue to keep them private. So now we can start going after these royalty, or the Trump administration can, under AG Barr. They can start going after these CNN people, the presidents, everybody who went to Little St. James, the pedophile island. We now have 2,000 pages where Bill Clinton comes up by name at least 31 times, them denying, no, he never went to Pedophile Island. He never went there. I was on Pedophile Island, but Bill Clinton never was there. Meanwhile, the lawsuit, the 2,000 pages comes up as part of, was decided in the victim's favor. So it's absolutely fascinating to see the media play interference here and condemn Trump. And of course, you are still seeing, we saw Twitter manipulate the trends yesterday as Clinton body count was trending, hundreds of thousands of tweets with the hashtag. They suddenly remove it from the top trends, and then there's Trump body count. So they're still obviously very clearly trying to frame this as a negative anti-Trump situation when that could not be further from the truth. So I think it's absolutely amazing. As Alex said, this is a major glitch in the matrix where a high-profile convicted sex offender now accused of running a massive blackmail and pedophilia ring turns up dead, and America is too woke up to just sleep through this at this point. I think it is largely due to this broadcast. So I want to thank Alex Jones for waking millions of people up over his 20-plus year career doing this, because I don't think without this broadcast we would have the type of fervor that we're seeing right now, and I don't think that the victims would be this much closer to getting justice. So, Alex, are you still on the line?
I am. You're on a roll, so I'm not going to interrupt that. And here's the big takeaway, folks. The corporate media, the system, remember this. They've all worked to cover this up. They worked to cover up what was happening in the Catholic Church. They worked to cover up what was happening in the Boy Scouts. This is this criminal globalist program. He uses sex with underage people and children as a way to compromise, and it's taking over every institution. And so now it's being exposed, and now the power of these people can be massively diminished. And what the 2,000 pages show, when Mark Mondaza called me right when he got the documents and they got time to start going through them, Trump wasn't in there any, except for the sex victims that are confirmed, sex slaves, saying he was never alone with us. He never hit on us. He didn't talk to us. We only saw him at some public events. So, but if you watch CNN or MSNBC, it's like, yes, many people that are friends with Trump were at the pedophile island, never mentioning Bill Clinton went there 20-something times, never mentioning Prince Andrew, never mentioning all these corporate executives, never mentioning all these Democrats, never mentioning the former New Mexico governor. I mean, the names are incredible, and that's why the system is so scared. It's why they're freaking out. But no one I know is buying this. When I shot a special report on this, we're going to air in the second hour, I got on the airplane 10 minutes after this broke, okay, and I shot a video right as it was breaking at the airport. I get on the airplane yesterday morning, flying out of Austin, San Diego, so my wife can visit her mom. And everybody's talking to me on the plane. Oh, Alex Jones, oh, you're great. You know, man, still listening to the show. You know, just found it on InfoWars, thought you were off air. And then all of a sudden, these people behind me go, Jeffrey Epstein's dead? And the man goes, that's good. Hillary knows how to show people she's powerful. Wish we had her as president. People would respect us. And some other Democrats flying to San Diego are like, yeah, I agree. I'm glad he's dead. So Democrats now, everybody else was looking at them appalled. Democrats now have literally, to the lowest level, absorbed the mafia, Antifa, globalist system. They don't care about kids being raped for blackmail operations. They don't care if Madeleine Albright said they killed 500,000 innocent people to take over the Middle East, children. They don't care if Bill Clinton was a rapist and a pedophile. They don't care if illegal aliens are killing 4,000+ people a year, or if diseases are pouring across, or if the nation goes bankrupt. They simply associate their personal power with this whole system and feel like through reflected glory, through the looking glass, that they are Hillary and they are all of these crazy people. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous group of people. So then I'm at the pool with my 11-year-old daughter, and this segues into what's in the news, and I'm sitting there, and my personal protection guy, I'm like, hey, I'm fine. Why don't you, take some time off and go tell the other security guy, you know, he can come down here because I got a guy above me. These are all licensed people. These are all law enforcement. They're all former Blackwater, special operations type folks, serious people, not like the rappers that, like, you know, just a big guy with a gold chain around his neck acting tough. But so the minute he walks off, I'm sitting with my daughter and we're swimming from one end of the pool to the other. So we swim back under the pool. It's a long pool. My daughter's 11. She can already swim all the way. It's down on Olympic-sized pool. It's a huge pool. And there's what looks like, I'd say, five lawyers waiting for us. Three women and two men. And when I say lawyers, they all look like bike riders, yuppies, really good shape. They're probably all recent lawyers, 35, 36, 37, 38. But you just tell the type, professional types. The woman looks down at me with authority, and she goes, are you Alex Jones? And I said, yes. She goes, you have ruined the world. I wish you would kill yourself. The other woman goes, I want you dead. And the men start going, we're going to get you. And I'm sitting there with Drew, my camera guy, who I'm friends with. So we're swimming with my daughter. And Drew goes, hey, man, back off. And they start saying, no, we're not going to back off. They start bowing up like they're going to attack us. So Drew just starts climbing out of the pool. He's one guy. They all run. So, see, this is everything, folks. And the security all comes running out, and my guys came back. But they're watching like seasoned criminals waiting for my security to leave, and like vultures, they swoop in front of my 11-year-old daughter, who was right beside me, giggling and laughing because she just swam all the way across the Olympic pool. Just 6 months ago, she couldn't swim across the pool at our house. It's a little pool underwater. And she's looking up at these people, and they're talking about how they want to kill me, and they hope I commit suicide. And she's like, get away from my daddy. I mean, that's how insane all of this is. But then some of the libtard security people that are at the hotel, you know, like 20-year-old kids, they come over and look angrily at me like I'm causing a problem and put their hands on their hips. Because royal, godlike, you know, professional types that work in government or lawyers, it was something like that. They were going to let me know that they're going to kill me or they hope I commit suicide. But because I stood up and because Drew climbed out of the pool and they literally ran from him, just five people, then I'm the bad one, you see. They're the loving liberals, but they have all their movies and all their shows are about killing us, and they're gearing up for it. They've absorbed the criminal energy of Satan, of Hillary. They're literally drinking the fetid milk directly out of Satan's breast. We'll be right back with Tom Papert. I'm Alex Jones.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Talk show host he is. I think he's become a national treasure here pretty soon, co-hosting on the Sunday broadcast. Owen Troyer is going to be hosting tomorrow, but I'll also be popping in. I've got some big guests throughout the week, and I'll be back in studio, Lord willing, if some leftist doesn't try to kill me on Friday. But the reason I raise this story of what happened to me just yesterday is out being in the world, out being in an airport, being on an airplane, being in a pool, at a hotel with my children, having a few days of quasi-vacation, and the left literally are talking about how they're glad Hillary killed Epstein. She's got power. She knows how to show strength. Other women and men were nodding. I'd say about a third of the people. It was a loud discussion. Everybody was talking about it because the news was breaking again 10, 15 minutes before we got on the plane. And all this is unfolding. And then I'm here at the hotel, and five white yuppies, ruling class type, you know, they all had their bicyclist bodies. I'm not saying that's a bad body type to have, but they all had that trimmed, professional look. Well, it's time for war, man. So they're going to come up to somebody with their 11-year-old girl and say, I hope you kill yourself. And the other woman says, I want you to die, with their faces twisted in hate and the men's fist balled and breathing heavy. And, you know, I'm a man. But I know they're full of it. I've learned about the left, so I started laughing at them, saying, hey, leave us alone. I don't want to hear it. Look what you're saying in front of a child. Oh, I noticed you left love to abort babies, so no wonder you want me to, you know, you love death. And then, oh, one of the women goes, you're the one that killed those children in the shootings. I mean, it was incredible. This is the stuff that went on. And so as soon as just my camera guy, the man who was just sitting there talking, drinking iced teas, starts getting out of the water, because I swam down to the end that he was at, They run. The wicked flee with none pursue. So they're all about acting. They're all about the image of power and the image of being bullies and the image of standing up for this monster, Alex Jones. But see, they're really the monsters. There are so many movies right now, the Purge movies, about evil right-wingers running around killing innocent black people in Chicago, or this new movie, The Hunt, where all these deplorables are idiot morons that can't even talk, and these rich, powerful elitists kill them because they're Trump supporters, and it's a good thing. The same guy that produced that made another movie where all these evil, racist white people are cutting black people's brains out and putting white people's brains in them because they want to be black people. I mean, folks, this, it's like you can't go see a horror movie. You can't see a science fiction movie. I can't watch historical fiction movies like The Lost Land of Z or whatever, because none of that's even historically true. It's all insane, and they're just invoking that white people are the devil, and it's white people leading it. These are monstrous individuals, and they're dangerous. And there are so many of them now that I can't even keep track of it anymore, saying kill Trump supporters, attack Trump supporters. Infowars.com is a ZeroHedge.com article. Radical feminist raves. We need to kill all men. We want species to go on, but we only want women. Well, that's the transhumanist deal, is a castrated, really sexless population. But first they get women to target men, and once women are alone, well, that's it for them. So that's where all this is going. We've got that video and audio coming up. We're going to be playing some of the Purge trailers and some of the other trailers for The Hunt. Trump came out and said, you're trying to cause a race war. You're trying to cause mass shootings and making hunting innocent humans a sport and NBC Universal says for now they have canceled releasing the film. They're going to release it even bigger fanfare. But they know more mass shootings by Antifa posing as right-wingers are about to happen, so they don't want to be blamed for it. They want it to be Trump. They want it to be the American people. So this is meant to detonate more mentally ill Antifa shooters, like in Ohio and in Texas, which we now know in both cases. This is meant to detonate those, but if it detonates and then they get the blame for what they've been engineering, well, then that is an effective threat. That's why they're pulling the weapon system right now, not to be decent, but because the Chi-Coms that own and control Universal, literally, look up who owns it now, they are angry with their Hollywood elite friends, scumbag elite, alpha maggots, that these type of films are being exposed. They thought no one would sit there and speak out against it. But now that they've been uncovered, now that they've been spotlighted, now that they're being chastised, they're removing, because these predators always attack from behind. But they're going to be back. And it's not just the hunt. It's everywhere. It's disgusting. And the reason I raise that is they're openly trying to cause a civil war. They're openly trying to foment chaos, as the president said. And the president knows there's a giant mass awakening. And he knows that they're scared, and he knows that the documents came out absolving Trump Friday on our show with Mark Rondazzo, who's back on tomorrow, and boom, what happened right there, ladies and gentlemen? It's just amazing. The public isn't buying any of it. Epstein has been killed, and it turns out they won't say if it was suicide, or they won't say if somebody beat him a month ago, but now it turns out he was taken off suicide watch. He was so happy, he said, and that the lights were turned off and there was no footage. Well, you see, Congressman Al Green, who I really can't stand, but he got this right. He came out and he said, I demand to see the footage. And if there isn't footage, something went on and he was killed. Folks are saying, we think he's in the witness protection program. I don't think that's what's happened. Dead men tell no tales, ladies and gentlemen. Dead men tell no tales. This is also a message to everyone else to keep their mouth shut and to absolutely understand that the Clintons and the evil spider globalist system that hides behind them is ready to kill anybody and everybody they need to. Now, he could be in a witness protection program. They've done things like this before. New York's very corrupt. It covered up 9/11. Trump said it was bombs in the buildings, the only guy in New York to say at the time. You can play those clips. But all the other folks, you know, at the high levels, there are Democrat globalists, and they control federal contingents as well. And so when Trump comes out and others say that, you know, we need to investigate, this is a murder, that's totally normal and a good thing to do. Of course, MSNBC says it's bad that Trump says that, but MSNBC has been saying that the Attorney General Barr is the main suspect. That is just outrageous, ladies and gentlemen. The suspects are those that benefit. The suspects are those that this could bring down. And again, this was a giant blackmail operation meant to control people. But once you learn who was blackmailed, you bring them in, then they plea bargain and you roll up the entire giant globalist nest that's been blackmailing and controlling this country for decades. So all this and more is coming out, but I just keep going back to this. No one is buying this. There's a giant awakening. And Democrats in front of me, when everyone's agreeing, yes, they killed him, say, good, Hillary's tough. We've got to show strength. We wish Trump was like that. We'd have more respect. She sold us out to China, the main one. She did the WTO, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and all that garbage. They're the ones that did all this. And for them to sit back now and say that, oh, Trump isn't doing a good job for our country, standing up to the Chi-Coms, getting our industry back, trying to secure our borders, is asinine. These people are sick. The Democrats are in a cult, and there's nothing they won't do. They've now been weaponized. They've now been prepared. They've now been committed to do whatever it takes to get their evil people back in power. We'll be back with Tom Papper. Stay with us, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I now turn it over to Tom Papper and his special guest on the other side. Please spread the word now.
If you want to bet on your future, if you want to bet on Americana, if you want to bet on not being run by the Chi-Coms, with Senate and House hearings now on how they literally fund the Democrats and MSM and CNN, the Chinese government does. It's all coming out. Democrats aren't going to stop. They're trying to cause a civil war right now. Like, they're starting to get some purchase. Trying to start a fire, they got some fire going. All the physical attacks, shootings, bombings, ICE facilities getting attacked, dead people everywhere. It's on, folks. And if you think it's bad now, if they really get traction, it's going to go insane. So now more than you've ever done for yourself, for me, for everybody. Spread the word about this broadcast on your local station, radio, TV. Tell folks about InfoWars.com/show. But that said, I want to fight hard, and I need you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge sale, the one-year anniversary, banning sale, the banniversary sale, 50-60% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Get all the great products you need, and know you are funding not just the second American Revolution, but a pro-human future against the devil-worshipping Satanists and their off-world controllers.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex is on vacation with his family. I am Tom Pappert here sitting in for Frogman himself. Epstein is no longer with us is the major topic of the day show. It is an absolute earthquake. The world will never be the same because people are not buying this. Maybe 15 years ago, before InfoWars was so megalithic, before the internet, before people woke up out of the matrix, they could have got away with this. They could have had a child sex trafficker, an accused child sex trafficker, who was convicted as a sex offender on prostitution charges. Of course, he had that easy little sentence where he got to leave his cell for 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Well, now the big claws of justice were in him, And who knows, maybe he was getting ready to flip on the names from that 2,000-page document. The British royalty, the former president of the United States, Slick Willie Clinton, who knows who might have been implicated. And I think Alex is completely right when he said that this is their attempt to send a message. You do not roll. You do not cooperate. You do not get a plea deal. You serve your sentence and you keep your mouth shut, especially considering the bizarre circumstances. Taken off suicide watch a couple weeks after he allegedly attempted to kill himself. Of course, he said to some reportedly that he did not try to kill himself, but he was instead attacked. No cameras were working. Guards reportedly told to leave their post earlier. And all of this comes on the heels of the famous NXIVM trial. That is, of course, another child sex cult that saw a conviction. A cult, by the way, NXIVM, that raised and gave money illegally to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in 2008. My guest here in this segment is Patrick Howley. He is one of the most prolific people when it comes to the child sex trafficking beat. He knows more about this than anybody except possibly Alex Jones himself. So I think we've got Patrick on the line. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, Patrick Howley.
It's a great honor, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So, Patrick, this is truly an earthquake. People are not buying the propaganda that Epstein, oh, he just slipped and fell, and now he committed suicide and he's gone. But I want you to give us a little bit more context, if you can, because we've seen the Trump administration go after child sex trafficking and child trafficking in general more than I believe any administration in American history. Just give us kind of a little bit of background. What happened with NXIVM, and how does it play into what's happening now or what just happened with Mr. Epstein?
Well, in 2014, I broke the story that actually Jeffrey Epstein pleaded the fifth when he was asked if he was friends with Bill Clinton and if he associated with Bill Clinton down on that island. Now, of course, we know that Bill Clinton was on that island. He was on the Lolita Express 27 times. He was on the pedophile island that has all been unsealed in documents now. So we have the Clintons, a smoking gun to, you know, probably the most notorious child sex trafficker of all time. You also mentioned the NXIVM case. Keith Raniere was convicted of child trafficking from Mexico. They were giving kids fake visas. They were gaming the immigration system to bring them into this country. That's what our border crisis is about. And they were also illegally bundling money for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Kirsten Gillibrand, very close to the Clintons, her father and stepmother were both part of the NXIVM sex cult. You have Ed Buck, a Hillary Clinton donor, who is now accused of child trafficking. You have the Church of Scientology in a civil lawsuit now accused of human trafficking. So the human trafficking connections are everywhere. Even our great president today noted that Bill Clinton was down there on Pedophile Island. So we know what was going on. Now, at the federal jail in Manhattan, Jeffrey Epstein was supposed to be on suicide watch because of an incident a couple weeks ago. He was not on suicide watch. The guards were supposed to be checking him every 30 minutes. They did not do that for the past 2 days. These were all violations of the jail's own procedures. So why wasn't he on suicide watch? Why was his cellmate transferred out of that cell, leaving Jeffrey Epstein completely alone in that cell? Constant violations of procedure. Even the New York Times now forced to admit today, just moments ago, that this was going on, that there were massive procedural violations. Now, we know that earlier so-called suicide attempts in July involving Mr. Epstein, who was questioned in that? A fellow inmate named Nicholas Tartaglione, the killer cop, a man who is in prison for the homicide of multiple Mexicans in a drug deal gone bad. It was reported that Nicholas Tartaglione was allowed illegally to have a cell phone inside of the jail prior to Jeffrey Epstein's beating. That was reported even before Jeffrey Epstein was attacked. And it was an attack because evidence shows that he was being choked instead of being hanged, which was the official story. Now, Nicholas Tartaglione apparently did not finish the job. Now, Epstein was in 10 South, which is maximum security lockdown. It's much like Oz. It's for the most notorious, most violent criminals. Obviously, somebody got to him. Obviously, the guards were not protecting him.
Patrick, you just dropped a ton of bombshells on us. One thing that I want you to hit on in our final few minutes of this segment is the most fascinating part of this. A large part of NXIVM was blackmail. They would tell these victims who came illegally from Mexico, and they would give them fraudulent documents so they could stay in the country. If you ever turn on this child sex cult, you're going to go to ICE, and they're not going to treat you nearly as nicely as NXIVM does. And we now more or less know one of the victims, alleged victims of Jeffrey Epstein, said the entire game was blackmail. You get somebody photographed. You get somebody on the flight logs. You get somebody on film doing something obscene to a child or to a young woman. Then you own them for life. So talk a little bit in the final couple minutes we have here in this segment about how blackmail features into these people and their ethos.
Tom, when Alex Acosta came up for Labor Secretary in the Trump administration, he was interviewed about why he gave Jeffrey Epstein a sweetheart deal. He was told, and during the time Robert Mueller was the FBI director, he was told by a superior to leave it alone because Jeffrey Epstein was, quote, intelligence. Now, what does intelligence mean? We have those photos from the island showing the temple. Why was there a temple? Very clearly a satanic temple. Very clearly an owl. Very similar to Moloch the owl, to the statue that you see at Bohemian Grove, as Alex Jones has reported for years. This is real stuff. The 2D narrative is breaking down. When Keith Raniere was bringing child sex slaves into upstate New York to his compound, he was performing satanic rituals. We know that from his trial. It all came out. When he was branding those women, he wanted it to emulate human sacrifice rituals, much like satanic ceremonies. The use of children in satanic ceremonies. Perhaps at this temple on Jeffrey Epstein Islands, you see the owl statue there. Probably Moloch, the god of child sacrifice, which is what is burned at Bohemian Grove. Now, does Jeffrey Epstein believe in this kind of ideology, or was he simply duping people like Bill Clinton, taking them to this island, getting them on camera? We know from the basement of that temple that there was massive surveillance equipment, video equipment. People were being monitored at all times for blackmail purposes.
Absolutely horrifying stuff. We're going to keep talking about this. Patrick, I know you've got a hard stop coming up, and thank you so much for coming on to talk about this. Again, you can follow Patrick. Patrick, tell us your Twitter account real quick.
Well, I have a new Twitter, Howley Reporter, H-O-W-L-E-Y Reporter. I am going to be reporting on the Child Protective Services case. I'm going to be reporting on human trafficking. I'm going to be reporting on everything that is really the third rail of American politics that people don't want to talk about. I am doing my reporting for the Epoch Times newspaper, which is the best newspaper in the world. And I also host a show on Sunday nights, tonight on Patriot Soapbox. It's a great honor to be on Alex Jones, who is my Walter Cronkite.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on, Alex. So in the next segment, we're going to keep on this subject because, again, this is a tidal wave. People are not buying it. As Alex said earlier in the broadcast, even those who are swallowing the leftist Kool-Aid are not buying it. Absolutely everybody, and again, on the left, they think it's great that Hillary Clinton or the deep state killed Epstein. Meanwhile, on the right, we are still demanding justice and knowledge about exactly what went on. I'm Tom Papert. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I love watching Dave and I in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe. Let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Pafford, filling in for Alex Jones on this Sunday edition of the broadcast. We just had Patrick Howley on. He's at Howley Reporter on Twitter. And Jeffrey Epstein is still the topic of this segment. It is absolutely insane that the elite thought they could get away with this ridiculous loss of his life. They think the victims will not have justice. Meanwhile, we had President Trump last month. I think President Trump knows where the proverbial bodies are buried, ladies and gentlemen, because as the Democrats were trying desperately to implicate Trump somehow and ignore the fact that at the time we knew that Clinton had been on the Lolita Express, that's Jeffrey Epstein's famous airplane, at least 26 times, we now know that Clinton, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, went to Pedophile Island. God knows what happened on that island. They say it was a dinner. They say it was a dinner for President Clinton. Well, 4 weeks ago, President Trump urged the media and the American public to find out who went to Jeffrey Epstein's island, who went to the famous island. President Trump, of course, famously threw Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago resort. He was not allowed after Epstein allegedly forced himself on an underage child of one of President Trump's employees. And yet still, as we talked about just a moment ago, earlier in the broadcast, you have the media, you have the big tech monopolists desperately trying to make this about President Trump. Meanwhile, we have British royalty implicated. We have government figures implicated. We have all kinds of insanity going on. The dots have never been more connected. And yesterday, what was trending? Well, for a while, it was Clinton body count. And then Clinton body count, despite the hundreds of thousands of tweets, disappeared. And what took its place? Trump body count. To my knowledge, there is no Trump body count. And they're trying to say that President Trump, what, killed Epstein to protect himself? Trump never went to Pedophile Island. In fact, you can run a search on that 2,000-page document. President Trump's name only comes up a handful of times, and it's the victim saying, nope, never saw him, never met him, I guess they were friends, never went to the island, never went on the airplane, nope, no, nothing with Trump, nope. Meanwhile, you can search Clinton on that document. 31 times he comes up, with the victim saying that he went to Pedophile Island, that he flew aboard the Lolita Express, that he was intimate friends with Jeff Epstein. And as I said a moment ago, President Trump issued the command to the media, to the American people, to find out who went to that island 4 weeks ago. Very prescient, considering what we now know. Can we go ahead and play that clip to the crew? This is President Trump issuing an order to the American people. Find out who went.
I was not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, and you watched people yesterday saying that I threw him out of a club. I didn't want anything to do with him. That was many, many years ago. It shows you one thing, that I have good taste. Okay? Now, other people, they went all over with him. They went to his island. They went all over the place. He was very well known in Palm Beach. His island, whatever his island was, wherever it is, I was never there. Find out the people that went to the island. But Jeffrey Epstein was not somebody that I respected. I threw him out. In fact, I think the great James Patterson, who's a member of Mar-a-Lago, made a statement yesterday that many years ago I threw him out. I'm not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein.
He's not a fan of Jeffrey Epstein, threw him out of his club, and wants the American people to find out who went to the island. Again, we now know. We now know former government figures. We now know President Bill Clinton. We now know British royalty. And you've seen these disturbing images of the island itself. You've got what appears to be Moloch the Owl, a popular scene at Bohemian Grove. You can check out the old InfoWars documentary where Alex Jones got that on tape. We know it's got this bizarre temple that, if you look closely in some of the drone footage that's been released, it appears that temple has a lock on the outside of the door, but not on the inside, so you can lock people in. Seems that way, at least. We know that Epstein would flaunt his trips to Pedophile Island, Little St. James, and again, now we know some of the names of the people who went, and to further create the picture of what President Trump likely knows. I mean, the president can't just tell us all what's happening. But he said all the way back in 2015, right before and right after he announced his run for president on June 16th, 2015, he said the Clintons are going to have an issue, and its name is Jeffrey Epstein. This article is up at bigleaguepolitics.com. Again, this story is not going away. This story is actually about a month old now, from July 7, 2019. Donald Trump predicts justice for Jeffrey Epstein while speaking at CPAC. He said, nice guy, about Bill Clinton. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. Lots of problems. President Trump has known about this since day one. And it's very fascinating now to see the left in total and complete panic mode, trying to make this about the president. In fact, as we mentioned, President Trump has been retweeting people who are suggesting that the deep state and its face, the Clinton family, may have had something to do with this very suspicious suicide. And now we have Cory Booker and Beto Robert Francis O'Rourke, noted Irishman, I should add, blasting Trump for retweeting what Fox News considers a conspiracy theory linking Epstein's death to the Clintons. The two Democratic presidential primary candidates, according to Fox News, criticized President Trump on Sunday for retweeting a conspiracy theory that the Clintons had a role in the death of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. You can always tell with these mainstream media outlets, or at least the author, if not the outlet itself, their bias by whether or not they mention in the first paragraph of the story that Epstein is not merely a disgraced financier. He's not merely accused. He's not merely deceased. He was a convicted sex offender. They only got him on prostitution, but that still makes you a convicted sex offender. He had to report his address to the authorities every 6 months. And the new charges were much, much worse for Mr. Epstein. So Fox News continues, both Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey and former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, that's another mark of propaganda. If they refer to him as Beto O'Rourke, it's a bit like just calling him Jeb Bush back in 2016. The man's name was Jeb Ellis. I'm sorry, John Ellis. And Beto, his name is not Beto. He is Irish. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, if you want to include the Beto at all, said that Trump is trying to divide Americans and distract voters away from the issue of gun violence by fueling the conspiracy theory that Epstein did not commit suicide, but instead was killed by someone connected to former President Bill Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The Democrats are in desperate attempts to push away this serious, serious situation. And the public is not buying it. And it's been heartwarming to see that even with the tech censorship, the algorithmic manipulation, the out-and-out banning of anybody who dares to question the narrative, the public is still pushing hard against this idea that, oh, he was taken off suicide watch and immediately killed himself. End of story. End of story. And I think that the victims, because the victims are very real, they're the most important part of this story, even more important than the deep state possibly crumbling as a result of what happened with Mr. Epstein. I think the victims will get some modicum of justice. So in the final minute or so of the segment, I want to mention that InfoWars has one of the best sales I have ever seen going on right now. It's, of course, the Bannniversary. It was 1 year ago that Alex Jones was completely and totally deplatformed off of every single major social media outlet. He had his LinkedIn shut down. I don't even think it was his real LinkedIn. Not allowed to send emails with MailChimp anymore. It was the most stunning display of the big tech hubris that I think I've ever seen. So to celebrate being the most banned person in history, I love that Alex leans into this. You can get some amazing deals on InfoWarsStore.com. And I believe today is the last day. I know it says 1 day left. So you can get DNA Force, which has completely fixed a wrist where I've had nerve damage for over 10 years. I love DNA Force. Cannot say enough nice things about it. Is off 50%. Brain Force, one of the best neurotropic supplements on the market, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Turbo Force, possibly better than Brain Force, 50% off. It's all amazing. The sale has to end. And please, if you support the InfoWars, show your support financially. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Tom Pappert. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. The Alex Jones Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.